So this is a sound, John Anderson, that I'm very familiar with, though I don't know if I know the artist. This is Desert Blues, man. I love the Desert Blues.
Yeah, kind of Tuareg guitar music, I think, would, you know, that kind of encompasses some of that sound. And it's not necessarily new, but definitely a new version of it. And some of it is down to the aesthetics of the time. But Amdu Mokhtar is... he's an incredibly gifted guitarist, and he's going to be playing here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Lucky break for me, a very fortunate balance for me able to be able to get him here and kind of push the kind of music that I personally love and things that you're not really going to see around here, just provide people with an experience that they wouldn't get elsewhere or wouldn't get anywhere in the area. So.
Well, I'm fairly familiar with a couple of artists anyway with a similar sound. Tenero has been on my radar for over a decade, and mm-hmm. Bombino is someone who's been out in the last few years who's been getting some critical raves. And what is different about Mokhtar than maybe those other two? Is there defining quality?
Yeah, I would say probably the biggest thing on the aesthetic side of it in terms of sound and vision, it's a lot more pure for Mokhtar at this point. Like I said, I saw Bombino twice, 2 years apart. And the Western influence in the middle of that kind of derailed him, in my opinion. But what you're going to get with Mokhtar is much closer to what you would get at a wedding party in the Sahel, you know, in Agadez and in Niger. It's much more of an authentic experience with him. It's going to be a three-piece band. It's two guitars and a drummer. And the sound you're going to get is much more raw, much more close to the actual experience of seeing him in his native homes of friends and families and wedding celebrations and gigs in Africa. That I like Tenarwin, I like Bombino both. I've seen both of them. But what you're going to get with him is much more of a kind of an honest and real experience, I think.
So we're listening. What is on your turntable right now?
Well, this is a fairly recent record of his that's a soundtrack to a film that the label Sahel Sounds. Christopher Kirkley is the guy behind the label and behind this tour, and he kind of, I don't want to use the word discovered Mokhtar, but he's all the records that I have in here are on the Sahel Sounds label, and Christopher Kirkley is the one who recorded these. We're talking field recordings over there, a lot of it. They did a film version, a kind of a Tuareg version of Purple Rain. So the story of this film that they shot on location in Agadez is the same as Purple Rain. It's like he's a guitarist, he's an up-and-coming guy, he has a rival, he has, you know, romantic entanglements and all these kind of things. And they made it work for a far more conservative, you know, we're talking a lot, some of the areas of the country over there are extremely conservative,
religious,
Muslim, very conservative areas. So in terms of finding female cast members and learning about what acting even is and how that stuff works, so that's a whole nother situation. But if you haven't seen the film, I would strongly recommend it. It's phenomenal. But this is a song from the soundtrack of the film, and they didn't have a term for Purple Rain in his native language, so they called it Rain That Is Blue with Some Red Mixed In. Like, they literally, that's what it translates to. Okay. So this is a song from that, a great one called Adunia.
Amdu Mokhtar, who we're listening to. We're at Reverberation Vinyl, just across Millinoy Wesleyan on Main Street. It's What's on Your Turntable. Well, what do you want to play next?
Well, when Mokhtar, kind of what gave him his start, kind of gained him popularity in the region of the Sahel in Africa, and the kids over there have MP3s in their cell phones. They share MP3s of artists in their cell phones, and that's kind of how music spreads around that region. And this song was on a compilation called Music from Saharan Cell Phones, which Sahel Sounds put out some years back. And this was kind of a beginning for him in the region. And it's different. It's a little bit different than what he's doing now, because there's auto-tuned vocals. But then you put that with the spacey kind of Tuareg guitar, and it's extremely interesting. But this is a song called Anar from Music from Saharan Cell Phones. Okay, Okay, this one is probably a little more in tune with his current sound, with Mockhart's current sound. This is a song from the Afalon album, which is my favorite, probably. It's a good mix of electric and acoustic, and more, it's a more field recordings and stuff like that. But this is a song called Chet Boghasa from the Afalon LP on Sidehole Sounds.
So what's on your turntable? John Anderson at Reverberation Vinyl. We're talking about Mockhart, who's going to be in store next week. And you mentioned the conservative, and you're hinting at the religious nature of where he grew up, and they had to be careful about how they like shot the movie, how they do certain things. Is there anything else particular to the region? Or
yeah, that- part of it is, I think, when Kirkley was doing the field recording, which I love the fact that a lot of this stuff is a guy with a microphone. It's in the tradition of all the great kind of Westerners who went to Africa or went to the Middle East to record local musicians, and Kirkley would kind of travel around and seek some people out, but then stumble upon other people. But when they recorded Mockhart, at least in the early days, it didn't necessarily have to be secret, but a lot of the powers that be in the region and even his parents didn't really approve of him playing guitar. So they would record the acoustic stuff out in the open, and then if they wanted to record the electric stuff, which is much more kind of ecstatic jamming and hand clapping and kind of a party atmosphere, like the kind of the stuff you would hear at wedding celebrations and some on some records. So the electric stuff almost had to be done in secret or behind closed doors at a private residence, but the acoustic stuff you would kind of do out in the open, and it's much more subdued, and it's obviously him, and his personality and character is still there, but it's much more of a subdued kind of quiet feel. And this next song, it's called Effluer Tamgar, and it's an acoustic track, which is beautiful. But he'll be playing in trio mode here with two guitars and drums, but this is a really nice example of his acoustic playing.
What do you want to finish it with?
Well, let's do another one from the Tuareg Purple Rain, which is a track called Sibidul, another great rocking track from Mockhart. But yeah, we are super, super excited and very proud, and probably more excited about this than any show I've ever had here, to be able to bring him here. And I said very, very proud, very excited about it, and I just hope we have a full house for him here. I think we will.